Hello, and welcome to the Parents as Learning Coaches edition of the Steve Barkley Ponders Out Loud podcast. Parents and caregivers play many different roles, and even sometimes conflicting roles, as they support children's development. The pandemic has shown a light on the importance of parents supporting learners. In this podcast, I'll share my experiences as a teacher, educator, parent, grandparent, and continuous learner that can support your coaching efforts. Building conversations with your child about learning strengths and challenges. I want to begin by reading a statement from our guest today that clearly illustrates why I asked her to join me for a parent podcast. Quote, "I am passionate in empowering all learners to thrive with tools, skills, and practices so they become self-directed learners, learners with agency who are future ready for college, career, and life." That statement comes from Kathleen McCloskey, the CEO, Chief Learning Officer at Empower the Learner, and the founder of Make Learning Personal. And important to this podcast, a parent. Welcome, Kathleen.
Well, thank you for having me, Steve.
I'm wondering if you'd start by talking a little bit about what you mean by learning strengths and learning challenges.
So one of the things that we as parents often don't really understand, or we often understand what our children's strengths are, and what their challenges are, and it's not usually around learning necessarily, but the use of this Empower the Learner profile really helps you develop those conversations that are sometimes really difficult to have. And we really want to know, as parents, their strengths and challenges, and for them to be able to talk about it. I recall way back, my children are 40 and 43 now, but when they were children, my oldest son really struggled to learn how to read. And unbeknownst to me, even being an educator, I didn't realize that he was dyslexic until he was like in sixth grade. And I actually discovered that in reading the Boston Sunday Globe and discovered that. So understanding kids' strengths and challenges and really where they come from, you know, is important. And so I delved a long time into dyslexia. You know, also was identified ADHD. So, you know, I knew that school was extremely difficult for him. And just oftentimes these children are not really well understood. But these kids often just struggled so much in school. And there really isn't any need for that at all. We want kids to really realize their strengths in their learning. And I'll just let it delve a little bit into those strengths and challenges and what that all means. It's three things that kids do every day in school. They need to access and process information. You know, they need to learn how to engage in different ideas and concepts and content. And then they also need to be able to express what they know and understand. And these are three things that go on day after day, every day in the classroom or in school. So we all, by the way, have strengths and challenges in those three areas. And what this Empower the Learner profile does that I developed is for kids to be able to understand that and articulate that and then talk about it and tell their own story about that. Because we don't really get kids to share their experiences around their strengths and challenges. And that Empower Learner profile is really helps them do that. And once they can talk about these things, then we can help them take action around it. Parents love the idea and really want their children, you know, to realize their hopes and dreams. And, you know, there isn't a parent out there that doesn't or has not thought about that, all right? And when kids are struggling in school, you're really wondering, are they ever going to realize those things? And I question that myself. And I know, you know, on a personal level, that learning and feeling great about who you are and how you learn is so foundational to really growing as an individual, so that you can realize your hopes and dreams. And getting kids to understand how they learn is very important.
Are there questions that parents should be taking to teachers to assist with this?
Well, the thing is I think that one of the things around Empower the Learner is that we want to empower parents first, and to understand this aspect about their child, about who I am, how I learn, what I aspire to be. Because a lot of times, by the way, parents are the advocates for children. And that's extremely important for parents to be able to do that. I will share with you that we've taken the Empower the Learner profile, which is really designed for kids like in grades 3 to 12. And we're actually working with two parent groups in Maine, and we're adapting that Empower the Learner profile for kids with neurological disorders. And we are going to train parents on how to really use the Empower Learner profile to help educators and schools to about their children and really how they learn. And this is a really important step in empowering parents with that, because a lot of times parents end up at school and they just have no idea about how to really get educators to understand their children. So I'm always standing up for parents, because I've been there, and I was an educator, and sometimes I felt intimidated in those meetings, not for very long, but I basically would have really have loved to have had the knowledge to share about who my child is as a learner. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they do a lot of testing, and there's always lots of testing around kids about how they learn. But when parents can really understand this, they can become the best advocates for their kids. Now, we want kids to be self-advocates. Well, sometimes it begins with a mom or a dad, okay, really understanding us and really a lot, and really helping their kids understand how they learn, and able to share that out. And it's okay if you have a challenge. I'm going to share a very personal story and why I came to this idea about empowering the learner. My oldest son was ADHD and a severe dyslexic, but my younger son was a stutterer, speech and language delayed. And stuttering is really pretty rare in schools. Okay. But what I did for him before he entered high school is I sent him to a stuttering camp for a whole week. And he learned more about his challenge than he ever had. And when he came back and he came home, he said, you know, I now understand my challenge better than I ever have, and I'm okay with it. This is what we want kids to say. Yeah. I'm okay with that, because now I know what I need to do to support this greatest challenge in my life. He said to me, this was a transformational moment in his life, that he realized that the challenge that he struggled with for years, he understood it better, and he was able to talk about it and then take action around it. And he wrote his senior essay around that transformational moment, as he became so self-aware, and that he was, I have this, and it's sometimes really embarrassing, but I can do something about it. And that whole idea of Empower the Learner profile is that when kids can understand both their strengths and challenges in their learning, and they can talk about it, then they can take action around that. And that's why I am so, you know, happy to talk with parents about this, because I would have done anything to have had this when my kids were young. My oldest son, though, motivates me every day in my life is his experience in education. Harry was an educator, and he ended up going to a private school to learn how to read, 200 miles away from my home. Okay. But the thing was, is that at that moment, the damage, all that self-talk, that negative self-talk that went on for years and years and years, produced a lot of anger. And I'm sure that there are parents out there that know this or experiencing this, right? And at 22 years old, when he got past all the anger, he basically said to me, "Mom, I felt stupid every day of my life in school." And so that's that self-talk.
Yeah.
Okay. The second thing he said to me, "I didn't realize my hopes and dreams." That's like a dagger to your heart.
Yeah.
That's why I'm very personally passionate. This is why I do this work. That's why I want to empower parents, to empower their children. Because, yeah, hopes and dreams are pretty important.
You've connected two words for me. And it makes such sense that I almost feel silly saying it. I don't think I've ever connected empower and action at the level that you've caused me. That's really the reason. How do I know I am empowered? Is because I can take action. So I got challenges. But if I know enough and I can take action, that's what the empowerment does.
Oh yes. Oh boy, you really, you know, that's so true. And that's true of us as adults. And, you know, when you become self-aware and you can talk about something, you can take action around it. If you just do all this self-talk and never say it out loud or say it with someone, right, it's hard to take action. And if we want kids and all kids to realize hopes and dreams, then we really need to empower them with about who they are and how they learn what they aspire to be. And I know that you introduced with this quote, but I want to emphasize to parents that learning is a lifelong personal practice that every one of us needs to have. Okay, we need to be able to support our challenges as well as enhance our strengths. And we need to be able to self-advocate. And in a conference a few years ago, there was a college counselor who came up to me and she said, "Boy," she said, "you are so right about self-advocacy." And to the parents out there, the most important thing is for kids to be able to self-advocate around their learning, because when they go to college, if you can't self-advocate, you can't get any support. Okay. And this is where lots of children fail in that post-secondary world, is because they don't have the skills around their learning, but they don't have the skills to self-advocate around their learning. And if you want to empower your kids, then, you know, please, you know, join us this, you know, this summer.
You need to empower yourself. Huh? To empower your kids, yeah. You need to empower yourself.
Yeah. So, you know, let's face it, you're not going to college with your kids. All right. And like I've often said, you know, that whole piece, you know, when kids walk out the schoolhouse door, what do they have and what do they own? You know, who are they? And do they have agency in their learning? Can they self-advocate? So those are the questions that parents need to be able to, you know, ask themselves. Can my kids do this?
So let parents know how they can follow up with you.
Yeah. So again, empowertheLearner.com is my company, and you can reach me at Kathleen, that's with a K, at empowertheLearner.com. And we're going to introduce a program later this summer that you can join us and really learn how to use what's called, you know, this three-step Empower Learner process. First, the profile, the Empower Learner profile, and then help kids to build a personal learning backpack to support and enhance their own learning. And it also includes developing a plan to do that. And we bring you through this whole process, and you'll have access to all the materials for quite a while, and we'll provide also live coaching so that if you have questions and and you need some help, that we're there also to do that.
But terrific.
Please join us later this summer. And I also want them to know about the Book Creator tool, is that the Empowered Learner profile can be found in a program called Book Creator. Now, you can actually create up to 40 books at no cost, so anyone can sign up there. But yeah, so that's a great way to follow.
Terrific. Thank you. I really appreciate your time and your insights, as well as your passion.
Well, thank you so much, Steve, for having me today. And I just want to, you know, thank the parents for listening. And if you ever need to talk to me or to contact me, you know, don't hesitate.
Great. Have a good rest of your day.
I will. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening in, folks. I'd love to hear what you're pondering. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Barkley, or send me your questions and find my videos and blogs at barkleypd.com.